Go ahead and tell us, what was the deal? You had somebody called you in their sleep this weekend.
Yeah, the call came at 4 in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't get the message until 7 in the morning. And
what a shame, if you would have just answered the phone.
I know. It didn't ring, though, so.
Oh, yeah. But think how cool that would have been if you were to talk to someone who was sleep talking.
Yeah. But all it said was, Joshua, and then mumbling, and then call me back, and then more mumbling, and then it hung up.
It's possible he was just drunk in his sleep?
No, he actually told me that he was not drinking that night.
Hmm. He wasn't drinking, was he?
No, he said no. He slept that night.
He was sober. Huh.
I don't know.
Wow. That's
never happened to me before.
Has it ever happened to him before?
He said it hadn't.
Wow, that must be an exciting thing to realize.
Yeah.
You can dial a phone in your sleep. The worst, I've talked in my sleep before. I've been busted for that. And, well, when I was a little kid, I guess I had a nightmare once. I got up and tried to find my way out of my room, and I couldn't do it, and I thought I was still having a nightmare.
Oh.
You know, but other than that, I don't do anything too awful creative in my sleep.
I've turned my alarm clock in my sleep. Turned it off. I did that.
What do you mean, like the alarm went off and then you got up?
No, I just turned it off.
How do you know you just didn't turn it off when it came on in the morning?
Because it didn't go off in the morning.
Well, how do you know it didn't go off in the morning? You slept past the time it
would. Because my roommate woke me up. And she's like, your alarm clock didn't go off. And I know I set it the night before.
So you just got up and turned off your alarm clock?
Yeah.
That's weird.
One of my roommates just like jumped out of bed one night and she started yelling. She went over to the closet and like opened it up and
started
she
peeing?
Woke me up. No. Oh. She just started saying, there were clothes here. I go, what? She goes, there are clothes here. And then she went out of our bedroom door and looked around and she shut the door. She goes, there were clothes here. I go, why don't you just go back to bed? And then she was like, okay, and lay down and went back to sleep.
Wow.
It was crazy.
So what have you done or had done to you while in a state of sleep or while, you know, somebody, your friend or whoever was sleeping, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever? We should get some fun stories today. 539-9750 or 238-0975, the numbers. Go ahead.
I have done laundry, like full-field laundry, and went up and cussed my parents out when I was 10 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. I was 10 years old, and I guess I went in the living room, and I cussed my parents out. My mom and dad and I was still asleep, so they video recorded it because they thought it'd be funny for me to see when I woke up. And then I guess I went downstairs and did laundry and folded it.
Yeah.
And fell asleep right there by the dryer.
Man. So, you went back to sleep there at the dryer. And they didn't wake you up once you fell asleep up next to the dryer?
No, they just laughed at me.
Oh, that's not very nice. Did you still use fabric softener and all the, everything you needed to do?
I guess I did everything right because my mom didn't stop me.
Wow.
That was the first time I ever did laundry.
Nice. Well, that's pretty cool. So did you get to keep on doing laundry after that point, or was it only a talent you could do during your sleep?
Yeah, I still do it. I'm 22 and I still don't do laundry.
Good for you. Stay strong.